This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And live Saturday edition, we also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open. They're available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark is back from Mexico from a whole month.
Yeah, I was down in Central America. Yeah, in Mexico for the month of February. And it is nice, I've got to say, to get the heck out of New Hampshire for the month of February.
I missed New Hampshire.
I missed New Hampshire, too. Yeah. But
I was only gone for 12 days, and it felt like too long to be gone.
It's cold.
It is a little chilly up here. That's definitely true. My foot was losing circulation earlier as I was walking the dog. So anyway, we're here for you. You can call in. You can bring up anything you want. We're going to start out tonight with this idea of civil war, that it's coming back to the United States, and it's actually hitting the news. LMT Online looks like maybe Laredo, Texas area. Actually, they're syndicating a Washington Post story, and we've had people call in to suggest on this show that they believe that there's going to be a civil war. Now, getting them to kind of identify who the sides are in that civil war, things get a little bit
dicey.
Yeah.
I mean, is the South going to rise again? Is it the Republicans versus the Democrats? Is it the white people versus everybody else? You never know what somebody's pushing.
They're imagining.
When they're pushing this civil war idea. And to me, it sounds ludicrous. I would agree that the political system in this country is so divisive. It's just too much at this point for the average person to put up with. And they throw their hands in the air and say, screw it. I don't care anymore. And that's when people get these ideas of war. It certainly looks like the two sides, and there's always just two sides in these arguments, it seems. Mm-hmm. The two sides just can't get along. I was thinking today, by the way, who is the party of high IQ? Because we're told that, the both sides, there's always a difference between the Republicans, the Democrats, the liberals, and the conservatives. You pick which one's the side of high IQ. Because I'm on that side.
Libertarians are pretty smart.
Well, yeah, you've picked it. The answer is the Libertarian Party, the third most popular party in the United States. The IQs of the voters and of the people that they run for office tends to be significantly higher. But nobody listens to
them. Has anybody actually studied that?
Yeah, somebody studied.
Somebody has. They've actually looked and they've tested IQs of Republicans, Democrats, and Libertarians.
That's correct.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I was just speculating.
Well, I read it. I can go hunt it down for you at the break.
Well, what was the results between Republicans and Democrats?
It was about the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Normal. What would you expect? I mean, they get dumb people, they get smart people on both sides.
At a moment when the country has never seemed angrier, two political commentators from opposite sides of the divide concurred last week on one point, nearly unthinkable until recently: the country is on the verge of civil war. The first came former U.S. Attorney Joseph DeNova, a Fox News regular and ally of President Trump, saying, quote, "We are in a civil war," he said. Further, quote, "The suggestion that there's ever going to be civil discourse in this country for the foreseeable future is over. It's going to be total war." Now, to suggest that civil war is going to happen suggests that actual violence is going to break out, that there's going to be some sustained violence.
Right. Politics is a threat on your neighbor. Mm-hmm. That much is true.
For sure.
Yeah. Anytime you employ the political process, you're willing to point guns at somebody and kill them over whatever the issue is that's at hand.
If you're trying to get your way, that is. I mean,
right.
Some people try to get out of the... They try to use politics to avoid having guns pointed at them. They try to lessen the scope of government.
But that's still pointing a gun at somebody and saying, don't point a gun at me. Right?
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying it's immoral, Because it's not. Well, you can pull a gun on somebody who's pulled a gun on you. But the government is a gun.
Yeah,
ultimately,
sure.
At the end of the day, when the Green New Deal or the moral majority, I don't care who your side is, it's pulling a gun out of your waistband, sticking it in your neighbor's face and saying, you're not going to eat that hamburger, or you're going to believe in Jesus Christ and we're shutting down this strip club, or whatever it is. That's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you employ the government, you employ the police. The police are people with guns. When somebody disobeys the police,
they will kill them.
Kill them in the line of their duty.
It's sick. And it's something that, you know, we all learned in preschool was not acceptable behavior.
Well, no, right? We learned that it's highly acceptable to the point that we normalize that behavior.
Well, no. We learned that you're not supposed to hurt your neighbor in preschool. You're not supposed to attack your friends that are the other people, even if they're not your friends, running around on the playground. We got this pretty early on. But what happened was the political process obscures the violence.
Yes.
Because people don't want to see the guns. While at some level they acknowledge the police have guns, they believe that, you know, as long as they're good people and law-abiding, the guns won't be used against them. And, of course, as long as you do what you're told, as long as you pay what you're told to pay, as long as you jump through the hoops you're told to jump through, the guns won't come out.
Right. You're free. You're free to do exactly as we tell you. As long as you do exactly as we tell you, you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It's true.
Obey, free person. Yeah. I mean, it's this amazing dichotomy that slides around in Americans' minds, and they simply can't see it.
It's sad stuff, and let's get back to the story here, because we're not going to end the coercive state tonight, unfortunately. So, he says there's going to be total war. The next day, Nicole Wallace, former Republican operative turned MSNBC commentator and Trump critic, played a clip of DeGenova's commentary on her show and agreed with him, although she placed the blame squarely on the president. Trump, she said, quote, greenlit a war in this country around race. And if you think about the most dangerous thing he's done, that might be it. What exactly? Now, look, I'm a critic of Trump, too. Okay, I'll try to compliment him if he does the right thing, and every now and then he does. But he's done plenty of things that are terrible, like killing innocent people in the Middle East, like his predecessors had done. But what did Trump do to greenlight a war around race exactly? Because weren't there race, you know, kind of fueled riots going on during the Obama administration as well?
Yeah, I don't know. This is the narrative. So the Trump derangement syndrome, and I've tried my very best not to get involved in this. I didn't vote for Trump. Trump wasn't my guy by any stretch of the imagination. But I have grown to like him more simply because I feel like some of his policies make sense. Some of his policies are stupid. The idea of building a wall is dumb. You can't just build a $5 billion wall and leave it and not expect it to get torn apart.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll be at it with wire cutters and angle saws, you know, the next day. Don't be stupid. It's a waste of money. You might call it a symbol, but I don't need your $5 billion symbol. Build a $1 million statue to Trump made out of gold in New York City. He'll be very happy. They'll be your symbol. Fine. But you know, when it comes to,
but that doesn't make him a racist. That's just wrong for him to advocate building a wall. It's
anti-freedom. The idea is that he has said bad things about Mexicans, and that, you know, Mexicans are a race, which of course they're not. They're a nationality.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's all different races in Mexico, and they have different ideas. Different people in Mexico have different ideas about the races in Mexico. Right. Surprise, surprise. They've got their own ethnic issues in Mexico. You know, I mean, so no, Trump doesn't display anything other than sort of an older person's, you know, like the older you get, the less people are willing to give you as any sympathy around race. So if you, like my father, who was one of the least racist guys I ever knew. He had, you know, black guys would come out to the house and work in a time frame that people would not do that. He was the president of the union, and, you know, he had black guys and white guys, and everybody got their vote and all that stuff. But he would use the term colored person.
Yeah.
And it was an old term.
He was older.
Yeah, he was an older guy, and he used an older term.
And my grandmother did that, and she wasn't a racist.
Right. I prefer to use the term black.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's shorter than American of sub-Saharan African descent. One syllable versus like a dozen.
And well, plus, we had a guy call in and tell us, a black guy called in once and told us that was his preference, too.
Right. Well, I mean, you know.
So, like, okay, that's good enough for me.
But he doesn't get to say for the, he doesn't get to represent a race. And by the way, some people claim that, you know, right. Some people are parts of racism, some people aren't. Who knows?
Plus, African-American doesn't make sense anyway because there's South Africans like Carla Garrick, the former president of the Free State Project. She's a white lady. She's African-American. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about this idea of the so-called civil war. There sure is a lot of, like, heated rhetoric out there about this idea of a civil war. It's time
coming.
For, yeah, it's
the
happening.
Coming civil war.
It's on its way.
Not the existent one that happened in the past.
Yeah, so I want to get back into that discussion here. It's Ian and Mark in the studio, and we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. You can talk about whatever you want. And I do want to welcome a couple brand new affiliates. It's actually been a really good week for new stations coming on board. KINN, AM 1270 and FM 106.3 in Alamogordo, New Mexico.
Sweet.
They are on board for our Saturday show, all 3 hours live. So if you're a newer listener there in Alamogordo, welcome to the program. We'd love to hear from you about whatever you want.
Are you in for a surprise?
Indeed. And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com, because that's a great place to go if you want to learn about Bitcoin, because it's not too late. It's been around for a decade, but that's nothing in the, you know, the history of money. 10 years, that's drop in the bucket compared to gold or silver or something like that. So don't feel like you're too late. Don't feel like you've missed out, because you can always buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin, because one whole Bitcoin right now is, what, $3,800, $3,900, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
So you can learn all about the basics over at Bitcoin.com. They got a great Bitcoin Academy there, plus the latest news headlines. You can engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum, learn how to get a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and even learn how to spend it and more. Go to Bitcoin.com to do that. Let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
You know what? I wanted to talk about racism, but you're talking about a civil war, right?
Yeah,
here's I don't believe in it, but there are a lot of people who seem to. I don't believe in a civil war either, because all they're going to say is, they say, look, all you people out there, you want your civil war, right? Then we're going to cut your internet off right now, and we're not going to cut it off until you come and surrender. They'll buckle their knees. They'll be in there begging to get their internet back on. There's not going to be any kind of civil war. But anyway...
Yeah, I think that's Larry's
wrong.
I think
Larry's
right. The problem I have with racism, how it's being expropriated. Here in the state of Indiana, the GBTQ community is trying to expropriate blackness, the colored people who have really suffered, to get their point across and get some kind of extra protected class.
Okay, I don't understand what you mean. When you say the LGBTQ community in Indianapolis is expropriating blackness, can you give me an example of what that means?
Here's what I mean. This group of gay GBT people, or whatever they are mostly white middle-class people, right?
I have no idea.
They're already white.
I've seen plenty of gay black dudes.
Yeah, well,
I think gays are just generally like a certain percentage of the... Larry, I think gays are generally a certain percentage of the population. I don't think that they're any more or less prevalent among whites or blacks.
But if that is true, Ian, then the majority of them are white.
Sure.
Here's my problem. I'm over at the State House. Most of the people that testified, the GLPT community, were white. And then the black pastors start getting up. The black politicians start coming along, talking as if these people... so-called classified minority that went through the civil rights movement with us. That's what they acted like.
And they had their own kind of civil rights movement. I mean, it was different, certainly.
Yeah, but they don't need to get black people involved in it, because they have not paid the price and they have not earned any extra statutory enactments, because they are one way or another. Everybody
should be
equal before the law.
Well, in some places, Larry, in some places, LGBTQ, trans, you know, that kind of thing, they've gotten, I guess that's the T, but they've gotten acknowledgement in the law in non-discriminatory or anti-discrimination statutes.
It's still wrong, because when you're classifying people and you coming before the justice bar, and it's insidious, because you're telling me that I'm not as worth as much as he is. I was over
Who's
at the State House
that?
When this was going on. They're telling me that if somebody goes in and kills me, then the judge won't even be able to consider any extra sentencing on me.
Are you talking about hate crimes?
Hate crimes. Legislation.
So they have hate crimes in Indiana?
They're trying to pass it through our legislature now, I'm deadly.
Do you feel like
I'm
somebody
really
should, Larry, do you feel like somebody should get an extra punishment because they don't like you as they're trying to murder you?
No.
Yeah,
you
I don't
gotta
know.
Have hate. No, but you have to have hate. I don't care where you come across it. It's got to be a part of our equation. We just have to learn to deal with it on an equal basis. When you start picking out different groups and saying you're a GLBT or you're gay, well, how do you prove you're gay? That's what I'm asking too.
Normally you just claim it. I mean, there are some things you could do.
You can't
really talk about it on the radio, though. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-453.
Larry's right. You cannot prove whether or not somebody is gay.
No, that's true. You can't prove it, but there are some acts that person could commit that would lend serious credence
sure,
to the
but
claim.
They, but if you accept the sort of modern PC definition of what is gay or what is straight, it all happens in your head. What is, you know, whether you're male or female, all happening in your head. I might
That's
be standing in front of you as a 48-year-old white guy, straight white guy, but in my heart, I'm a little black girl, right? Like it's just nuts at this point. Like there's no reality in the world anymore.
Yeah.
So I think Larry's absolutely correct that hey, this gets very difficult. I'm with you. I don't think hate crimes should be a thing. That murder is murder, robbery is robbery, assault aggravated assault
what he was saying.
Is aggravated
I'm still not
assault.
Clear if that's
exactly what I think what he was saying.
Could have been what he was saying. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom. But it sounded like he was frustrated by the government treating people differently. And while I may not necessarily be on the exact same page as him, I do agree that the government, well, first of all, I don't think they should exist. The course of government shouldn't exist at all. But if they're going to, then yeah, they ought to treat people the same. I think that's true. And I don't think that anybody should be prohibited from discriminating against people. I mean, I think tolerance is a good idea. I think allowing other people to live their lives in whatever way
right.
they want to is a good idea. Because
I think it takes a very small person to assume somebody about something about somebody
mm-hmm.
because of these whatever these things are. You know, what are you going to assume about me because I just said that I was a straight white male? What are your presumptions about me?
Hmm.
And whatever they are, they may be true, they may be false, because you know all you're doing is looking at statistics.
Right. And that's what something.
By the way, I don't consider myself white.
Yeah.
I've decided that race is not of particular value to me. I think the people that yammer on about race, they're just boring.
Those are the people that tend to look at statistics, right? They want to find statistics that back up their racist beliefs.
It's all about the statistics at that point.
The toll freedom, it ignores the individual. It ignores the person.
And for me, I'm all about the individual. I care about the individual's acts, the individual's what they've done. And so the race is meaningless to me in that way.
All right. So we'll get back to this fear-mongering about civil war, that the potential for a civil war some people believe is coming. And I think that's certainly the thing that Larry was the most right about in his call, was that take away somebody's internet access or their television or their sports teams or whatever and... You know, actually, that might actually make them angry if you did that. Maybe that would make them rise up. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday. This is the show. You dial toll free here. Is there a civil war on the horizon? That's what some people are saying. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure that you know about ForkFest. It's coming up in like 3.5 months. It's going to be here pretty soon. Summertime. Just actually the week, I guess it's the last week of spring, technically. June 13th through June 18th at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We will be there broadcasting Free Talk Live, and hopefully there will be a few hundred other folks, maybe. We don't know what to expect because ForkFest doesn't have organizers. It doesn't have tickets. There's nobody in charge except you.
It's just a decentralized camping festival.
Yep. Earlier this week, we had Steven Zeiler from AnyPay.Global call in and announce they're going to be having an AnyPay party tent basically there every single night during ForkFest.
Those boys know how to party.
It's going to be awesome. And Jay Noon, one of our co-hosts on Wednesday nights, has announced he's going to be doing what's called Man Camp.
I am so excited about Man Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's nobody is going to be better at Man Camp than Jay Noon.
No doubt.
Just can fix anything. He can show you how
he's
to.
Handy.
Yeah, he can show you how to prep for anything. He's just an amazing guy.
So ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more about it. It's an unofficial website because everything's unofficial with ForkFest. You just decide what you want to do. Do you want to just go hang out with other liberty-minded folks, voluntarists, anarchists, libertarians, or do you want to create something for those people to do? Maybe you want to put on a speaker series. Maybe you want to put on a musical event, poker game, you know, whatever it is that you're into that you think other people will enjoy. forkfest.party. You can connect with others there on the Forkfest forum and Telegram chat room. It's Forkfest, F-O-R-K, forkfest.party as we go to the phones. And more on this Civil War concept coming up here in moments. Franklin is on the line listening to WQXL in Columbia, South Carolina. Hello, Franklin.
How's it going?
Hey, you're on the air.
I just wanted to touch on something the last caller mentioned. He made a quip about if there were a civil war, the government would just cut off internet and everyone would be begging for them to turn it back on, and that would be the end of the war.
That's clever.
I obviously think that there are a lot of things that are not worth fighting for, and that I think the context of the civil war being around race is a bit ridiculous and not likely, thankfully. But in this country, we've heard so much about the revolution and these men that fought for what they felt was right. But I'm seeing so many injustices and more wrongs being perpetrated by our government. But it seems like there's so much complacency in our lives and our day to day. I can get taxed out of the house and things are just not going well. Money's being spent on things I find immoral. And still I come home and have a TV and can relax and there's plenty of food and all those things. So right. I just wonder what your thoughts are about where that threshold for rebellion would be if we didn't have those creature comforts.
Well, I think that's you hit the nail on the head, is that revolutions aren't fought by people who have full bellies. Mm-hmm. That's really what it comes down to, is it's just funny. Except in France, by the way. Those people rise up over anything. And I have a certain level of respect for that, honestly.
Me too.
They consider their democracy, their republic, to be a participatory situation, and they're willing to protest. Americans, they don't do that. And, well, for better or for worse, Americans don't do that. Mostly, I consider what the hoi polloi, the democracy, the greater population want to be nonsense, largely. That they don't know what they're looking for. That democracy is just pitting groups against each other and it's just a system for creating hate, for creating animosity.
Sure. And the politicians division. Benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what they want. They want to ping pong back and forth between a Republican and a Democrat president for the next X number of decades as they continue to enrich themselves, as we all continue to work to benefit them.
Right. They get more powerful, they get more wealthy, and we all get less free.
I think the only thing you can do to revolt is to withhold your money from them in some way, shape, or form.
One of the ways to do that is through cryptocurrency. You can take money out of the old money, old banking, government money system and put it into something that they basically can't touch. So that's one way to do it. The more you can do to make yourself independent from that system, I would agree, is definitely a good thing. Franklin, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I guess with that, that's a sad thing to hear in a lot of ways, that we just, as a culture, are so quick to trade what we view as right and worthy. I mean, I understand what you're saying about revolutions not being fought on full bellies.
Mm.
But
I mean, look at Venezuela right now.
They were very wealthy. They were very wealthy men, and
The founding fathers, the ones that you studied about, were from wealthy families. But there were people who picked up guns that weren't from those families. And those wealthy people screwed the hell out of the people that fought for them. Check out Shay's Rebellion afterwards. The rich people that took over the government of the United States weren't much better than the rich people that they took it over from.
Mm-hmm.
But can we agree that the government that they set up was better? Initially, at least.
I don't know. Let's compare it today. Is Canada significantly worse than the United States?
No, actually, it's worse.
I think it's not. I would say, I mean, with the free speech impact.
Yep, they're not as they don't have as free a speech, and they have that their medicine is socialized. That much is true. But if you check out the Heritage Foundation, not exactly a liberal organization, and their rankings of the countries of the world, you'll find that Canada is considered freer, as is
New Zealand. Economically free. Yeah.
Economically freer.
Yeah, but the free speech thing is a linchpin.
No, it's not. You've had free speech all along. Look where you're at. slightly worse than Canada.
Well, it hasn't made things more free, I guess, is what you're pointing out, Mark, that if even though the U.S. has freedom of speech...
You got guns and speech.
The U.S. is absolutely the world's police force. It is absolutely the dominating force on the planet right now. And that's not a good thing. That's not helping freedom. That's actually, you know, impoverishing us and transferring wealth to the politically connected and transferring wealth from, you know, from the political system to military-industrial complex and other industrial complexes. So, I mean, we're screwed pretty bad here.
Well, I don't deny that things are bad in terms of economic freedom, and I'd like to look into that heritage study. But to negate the value of free speech, I mean, I think that really is crucial.
I'm not negating the value of free speech. I'm just telling you it hasn't resulted in more freedom overall, because it's not just the Heritage Foundation. It's also, I believe, Free the World, which
it's not the only
Cato, but there's another organization.
Yeah, Cato does one too. It's not the only one that does it.
Canada beats the U.S. on both of those charts.
It also beats the U.S. in freedom of the press. It also beats the U.S.
in
rule of law.
In Canada, there's been with the transgender issue and the transferring or the gender reassignment of young children, that's come to the light where the government is backing a child's decision and removing that child from their family if the family doesn't go along with the child's desire to have a sex change.
This is what we call cherry picking. You're aware of that, right? You can find some... look,
we can find all kinds of bad things about every government.
That's bad. You're right.
No, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm just saying that people who do this for a living, social scientists, have done studies, and they say
meta studies,
and they find that Canada is freer. You can argue it that you don't like some things that Canada's done, and I will agree with you. I don't like some things the UK's done. I don't like some things that lots of countries have done.
We can go down the list.
I'll even go one step further with you. I consider the state, any organization that claims to rule a given geographic area, to be the most successful gang in that geographic area. They're nothing but a criminal organization. However,
all of them.
Doesn't change the fact that this study was done and they found that Canada was slightly freer than the U.S.
We got more coming up. Thanks for the call, Franklin. I appreciate the discussion. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Since we're talking about it, we might as well bring up the list. And it's not just Canada. It's a bunch of other countries that are higher up than the U.S.
The U.S. is 18.
Yeah.
Land of the free, home of the brave, number 18.
Woo! Go team. 855-450-FREE. It is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition is 855-450-FREE. That's the number 855-450-3733. Also, big thanks to Bogart, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, which means he's given $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is if you like the fact that we're on 197 now radio stations, that's a record now for Free Talk Live. We're hoping to get to 200 hopefully soon. But if you want that to happen and you want to help us make it happen, then please join the AMP program. Bogart's doing $10 a month, but we only ask for $5. So you can do it for $5 a month or Bitcoin. You can use PayPal, you can use credit card, or Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool bonuses and perks as a result of doing that, and we really appreciate your assistance. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, before we continue with your calls, though, I do have the list of the Human Freedom, what is this? The Human Freedom Index is what it's called. It is by the Heritage Foundation. Is this Heritage? I forgot. I think this might be Free the World. Anyway, it is Cato. Yeah, okay. So this is Human Freedom Index.
One thing is that these indexes are put together by groups of social scientists and professors and stuff like that, and they get sponsored different years by different organizations sometimes, too.
So this is Cato and Fraser Institute. Those are the two organizations that were involved in putting this list together.
So we would call Cato mainstream libertarian. Fraser Institute, I don't know that much about.
Fraser Institute, I believe, is Canadian, aren't they?
I'm not mistaken. I think they're foreign, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Go ahead and check that one on, if you don't mind, Fraser Institute. So this was a surprise to me after Hong Kong was number one on this list for years. I mean, we've been talking about this list for, what, more than a decade now, Mark, on Free Talk Live? It seems like we've been doing this for a long time. Hong Kong has been the number one country. It's not really a country. It's kind of like a little carve-out of China at this point. But it, for whatever reason, is listed separately from China, and there's a big difference between Hong Kong and China on this list.
Yes, it is Canadian.
So Hong Kong is down to number three with New Zealand taking the top spot as the number one.
That's pretty impressive.
And they're ranking, by the way, both personal and economic freedom here on this chart.
Which is a difficult thing to do. What is personal freedom and what's it mean to you? Freedom itself is a difficult term to define. What we define it as here on Free Talk Live is the freedom to do what you want so long as it doesn't harm somebody else.
Sure.
And when that takes on the form, the role of the state, of a government, that means the ability of people to do things and a structure of what they want, you know, basically, and a structure of rule of law that allows them to get recompense from their neighbor when their neighbor steps across that line, the line of not harming them while they're doing what they want. So that's how they should be defining it.
Number two on the list. Again, New Zealand, number one. Number two, Switzerland, having moved up a rank, I guess. And then Hong Kong had jumped down to number three. Australia at number four. Canada at number five. The Netherlands at six, tied apparently for six with Denmark. Ireland at number eight, because I guess they left out number seven because of the six
ties. Two sixes, yeah.
So Ireland and the UK tied for number eight. And then a three-way tie for number 10 between Finland, Norway, and Taiwan.
Taiwan's moving up the chart, and deservedly so.
They jumped up seven points, apparently, or seven slots. And then
keeping an eye on Taiwan, personally.
Germany at 13, Estonia at 14, Luxembourg at 15, Austria at 16, and finally, up one from last year at number 18. They're now number 17, the United States, on the list of human freedom.
That deserves some applause.
Yay!
Good job, United States, moving up the charts. Yeah, I mean, this is something I think is just news to Americans. It's done. This guy who called in was...
Oh, wait. Sorry, I didn't notice. Sweden is also tied for 17 with the United States.
Okay.
So it's actually not even on in its own
17 and
place.
18.
Yeah.
What, this gentleman who just called in, I can't remember what his name was off the top of my head, but he was obviously well-informed. He, you know, he understood history and these kinds of things. This came as a surprise to him.
Yeah.
Because it's not getting talked about. On you know, mainstream media isn't discussing that the United States is losing its freedoms, that it's becoming progressively less free over time, that wars that, you know, are started by Republicans are largely the reason. Look, I'm not, I am no fan of the Democrats. No fan of the Democrats. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'll go so far as to call them economically illiterate.
Mm-hmm.
However, the welfare warfare state is what makes you less free. And it's the warfare part doesn't help at all.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Terry on the line listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Hello, Terry.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead. Loud and clear.
Yeah, well, like I say, your last guy that called, you know, he was talking, and I've heard him several times now, y'all, where they said, well, you know, take away the internet and they'll scream and cry, and then all of a sudden the Civil War will be over. The internet has nothing to do with the Civil War that's coming.
You think there's one coming?
Oh, I know there's one coming.
What are the sides going to be? Who's going to be fighting?
Socialists and the rest of America who wants to be free. And so, if anybody can't see that coming, because I guarantee you, if in 2020 or even 2024, you get a socialist democratic party in office and they want to change all these rules, hell is going to break loose.
Now, wait a minute. Are you predicting that the socialists, who are already splintered into multiple groups, like if you look up the socialist party, you're going to find at least probably three, if not more, different socialist parties out there. So are you saying that all these socialists are going to come together and literally fight a violent war against everyone else?
Well, your so-called Antifa people, they already think that's what they're fighting.
They think they're fighting they think they're fighting fascists, but I mean they're basically young people with pepper spray. I mean I'm not terribly scared.
Yeah, there's a little more than pepper spray. I've been to one of these places when they decided to come in and try to take over. And
really, what happened?
Trust me, they had some sticks and they had a lot more than a little pepper spray.
Okay.
And you know they actually hurt quite a few people.
Where were
you? Unfortunately,
where did this happen?
Well, up in Michigan.
Uh huh. Was it a rally of some sort?
We were in Detroit,
uh-huh.
and I didn't even realize that there was a rally or anything going on, and we kind of drove into it. And, you know, they literally beat the crap out of the car.
Wow.
And, you know, the guy that was with us was like, well, let me get you out of here. And all I could say was, is it was very irritating to see, you know, they want to show up, they wear their little mask, they hide their faces, you know, hey, come on out here and, you know, trust me. When it comes to time for a real civil war, those little boys, they're going to learn really, really quick just what men are about.
I would agree with you on that statement. That if there was a war between sort of the right and the left in the United States, that it would be, as Loki said in Avengers, glorious, not lengthy. you know, but it's like, just go to Google. Search, as long as we have the internet, we might as well use it. Go to Google, search Democrat voters, U.S. counties. And this is important. If you search states, you get a really unrealistic picture of the distribution of votes in this country based on, you know, sort of liberal and conservatives. And then consider that a lot of people who vote Democrat are not liberal. They're not socialist.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, in many cases, ethnically disadvantaged and find the Democratic Party more palatable than the Republican Party. I don't think they should, but they do. And that's just a reality. So they're not going to fight for people who are spouting things that they disagree with necessarily.
You're right. They're not. So, and the group of people who are going to fight for the Democratic side are going to be the ones that are, and I say the Democratic side because this is, you know, everybody puts it as Republican-Democrat war. It's not. It's socialist and then the people who want to be free in America.
Right. I'm with you.
Are there that many of those people?
There aren't. And that's the point I'm trying to make is those people
there's not going to be a whole lot of them except for maybe out in California.
Right.
You know,
well,
no, I don't mean socialists. I mean people that want to be free.
There's people who want to.
There's a lot more people who want to be free than you think. I guarantee you, they call for a civil war, and it comes to that. That's how we're going to fight. There's a lot of people that's going to show up that you never thought were going to come out of the woodworks, and that's exactly how it will be. They're laying low and quiet right now.
Assuming that Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. military all stay out of this fight, and it's just individuals, you look at this map and you will see that there is no way to hold for the Democrats. They have no base. There is no geographic location that they can really hold except perhaps, you know, the sort of the tri-state area around New York City and the edge in... No, they can't hold Chicago.
Los Angeles?
And the edge out in California.
Thanks, Terry, for the call.
They will win that.
It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.